Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This week, we will continue our journey with Jesus in the Gospel according to John. We have had, I hope, a profitable discussion on the knowledge and foreknowledge of God the Father, and on Friday we came to the book of John to meet Jesus and to hear what the Lord says about his own knowledge and foreknowledge. That is, we want to learn our theology from Jesus Christ. We have put Jesus in dialogue with Romans chapter 8, verse 29, which begins, "For those whom God foreknew, God also predestined." God foreknew. Jesus foreknew. Let's see how, and then we will come to that second word, predestined. We are talking about God's golden chain of salvation, or God's order of salvation. And the first link in the chain, the first move God makes, is applying his foreknowledge to those he has chosen to be saved. We will find out what Jesus has to say about each link, each move, and so let's get to the Lord now in John. On Friday, I put before you this outline. Jesus knows people. Jesus knows his own. Jesus knows God the Father, and Jesus knows his own destiny. I will repeat these as we go. We began with Jesus knows people and found that great truth in John chapter 2, verses 23 through 25. Today, let's move on, and I want to hit a couple of texts rather quickly so I can focus on one specifically that I think really highlights the foreknowledge of Jesus Christ. Jesus knows people, and perhaps you know the story of Jesus meeting the Samaritan woman at the well. In John chapter 4, we read that Jesus, when he knew that the Pharisees knew he was making and baptizing disciples, left Judea and went away into Galilee, passing through Samaria intentionally. He had what we might call a divine appointment with this woman. And he meets her at a well. Moving quickly now, let me just point out verse 18. This is John chapter 4 and verse 18, with Jesus speaking to the woman whom he has never met before. "You have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband." How did Jesus know this about her? The Lord was spot on, accurate. The woman acknowledges it. Jesus knows people. He knows everything about everyone. Jesus is using his divine knowledge here. This same woman gives testimony of Christ after the encounter in verse 39 of John 4. She says, "He told me all the things that I have done." John 4, verses 18 and 39. Jesus knew the woman at the well. "He told me all the things that I have done." We come to the next chapter, chapter 5 of John's Gospel, and in verse 42, Jesus says this to the Jewish religious rulers who were so opposed to him, specifically the Pharisees, quote, "I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourselves." Whoa. That is a penetrating statement that would have scorched the heart of a Pharisee. "I know you," says Jesus, "and peering into your hearts and minds and motives, I, the Son of God, see that you do not possess the love of God in yourselves." John 5, verse 42, Jesus knows people. Does he ever? Then we come to the next chapter of John, chapter 6, and there's a revealing statement made by Christ here, but this is the text I want to spend a little more time on, so let's come back to chapter 6. For now, come along with me to John chapter 13. This chapter begins in a beautiful way. Our Lord washes the feet of his disciples. He is focused on spending private time with these men he has chosen and so deeply loved because his time has come, the day of the crucifixion. We are actually going to return to the first three verses of this chapter later when we get to that point in the outline where we see that Jesus knows his own destiny. But for now, I am interested in verse 11, John 13 and verse 11. Remember, the Lord is around the table with all 12 of his disciples, and he comes to each one with a towel and water in a basin, and he is washing the disciples' feet, disciple to disciple. When Jesus gets to Peter, Peter initially objects. The Lord then says something significant to Simon Peter. Read this for yourself. At the tail end of this statement, the Lord adds this. I am reading the end of John 13, verse 10, and all of verse 11. John chapter 13, verses 10b and 11. You are clean, but not all of you. For Jesus knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean. We know the one who betrayed Jesus was Judas Iscariot. And notice what John writes, Jesus knew the one who was betraying him. Friends, Jesus knows people. He knew exactly what Judas would do to him long before Judas actually committed the world's worst ever betrayal. John 13, verses 10 and 11. And I encourage you to read this whole chapter for yourself later today or this evening. And now let's go to chapter 16. Still in John's Gospel, chapter 16, and let's put in at verse 19. What's that you say? I'm going too fast? Well, usually I get the opposite. I'm going too slow. I get into too much detail. Just hang in there with me. If you find this pace too fast, I will get back to my usual pace again soon. I cannot please all the people all of the time, right? In John 16, Jesus is with the disciples, and he makes a prediction about his soon coming death and resurrection. In typical fashion, the disciples are not sure what he means by what he says. So they are having this discussion among themselves. Jesus was not a part of it. And in verse 18, the disciples say, "We do not know what he is talking about." Now that's classic. I have this verse highlighted in three different ways in my Bible because I can relate to the disciples on this. Can't you? Jesus speaks in the Gospels. We read what he says, and sometimes we just have to honestly say, we do not know what he is talking about. It is not always easy to understand our Lord and to apply what he says to our lives either, is it? Oh, I just love the first disciples. They remind me of myself sometimes. Now, watch this contrast. In verse 18, the disciples say, "We do not know." Listen to verse 19. Jesus knew that they wished to question him. Here it is again. Jesus knew. Jesus knows people. He has divine insight into exactly what the disciples are debating and questioning. The disciples did not know. Jesus did know. The disciples are mere men. Jesus is the God-man. The disciples had no knowledge and, of course, no foreknowledge. Jesus had both knowledge and foreknowledge. John chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. All right, we are on this first point in the outline, Jesus knows people. We have looked at select verses in John chapters 2, 4, and 5, in John chapters 13 and 16. And now we go back to John chapter 6, and this is a chapter in the life of Christ that is so, so very important to our understanding of the doctrine of salvation. We are going to be talking about this chapter again. John 6 is long, 71 verses, and near the end of it, Jesus has finished making some hard statements. He has talked about what it means to truly follow him. In verse 60, many of his disciples say, "This is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it?" And they said this as they grumbled, and Jesus knew it. Now, who are these disciples? Well, they are not the 12. These are men and women who were a part of the great crowd of people who followed Jesus around and listened to his teaching, and who were awed by his signs and wonders, like healing people of their diseases and sicknesses. But these were false disciples. This group has unbelief in their hearts. And Jesus makes that clear in our verse, verse 64. Listen to this. I am reading John 6, verse 64. "But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who it was that would betray him. Jesus himself identifies these men and women, saying, "There are some of you who do not believe." So it is important to define what is meant by the word disciple in John. Okay? Now, what interests us is this statement. Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who it was that would betray him. Jesus knew from the beginning. This displays the foreknowledge of Jesus. Not just his knowledge, but also his foreknowledge. Did you know the Greek word for beginning is the same word we had back in John chapter 1, verse 1? It is. And why is that significant? We'll find out tomorrow, because we are soon out of time for today. John 6, verse 64. Be prepared to hear about the implication of these words for us in our study of the foreknowledge of Jesus next time, as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.